It is a great privilege for me to be here this evening with you.
今天下午能够跟大家在一起，非常的荣幸。
It is a great privilege any time that we are able to stand before a group of people and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ.
不论何时，我们能够站在一群人面前传讲基督的福音，都是一个荣幸。
Within the realm of Christianity, there are so many things being taught.
在基督教的圈子里头有许多不同的教导
But many of them are not founded upon the scriptures.
但许多的教导都不是根据圣经而来的
The only way that we are going to receive blessing tonight
我们今天晚上唯有能够得到祝福的途径
is if we stick with the truth of scripture.
是唯有当我们回归圣经，根据圣经传讲，才有祝福。
The church cannot be built upon the opinions of men.
教会不能够建立在人的意见的基础上。
It cannot be based upon our inferences.
也不能够按照我们的猜测的基础。
Or upon revelations that we think we have received personally.
或者建立在我们自己从神得到的所谓的启示的基础上。
The church cannot be conformed to culture.
教会也不能够根据人的文化传统。
Any culture.
任何传统。
North American culture.
不论是北美文化。
Chinese culture.
或是中国人的文化。
The church must be conformed to the word of the living God.
教会必须要根据神的话语，要效法神的真道。
And that is what I pray will happen here tonight.
这就是我今天晚上的祷告。
We're going to look at the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们要看看耶稣基督的福音。
Now many of you may think, well, I've heard that before.
也许很多人都会想，我听过福音啦。
I know what that is.
我知道福音是什么啦。
If you're thinking that in your heart,
如果你心里是这么想的话，
then you do not know as much as you think you know.
那么其实你不真正知道你该知道的。
The greatest message in the scriptures.
圣经里头最重要的信息。
It's not the second coming.
不是基督的二次再来。
It's not the descriptions of heaven.
也不是天堂是什么样的。
The greatest message of the scriptures is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
圣经里最重要的信息乃是耶稣基督的福音。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
You will know everything you need to know about the second coming on the day that it happens.
当基督再来的时候，你就知道一切关乎基督再来的道理了。
But after an eternity in heaven, you still will not have fully comprehended the glory of the gospel.
但是就算你在天堂待了永永远远的，你永远不能够完全明白福音的荣耀。
Why do people think that the gospel is such a little tiny message?
为什么很多人认为福音是这么次要的，那么一个渺小的，不重要的信息呢？
Why do they think that the gospel is like the first little class in Christianity, the baby stuff.
为什么有人认为福音是最基本的小学一年级的课程呢？是婴孩的课程呢？
The reason is because in many ways we have lost the biblical gospel.
原因是很多的角度来看，我们已经失去了合乎圣经的福音之道了。
We've turned the gospel into four spiritual laws or five things God wants you to know.
我们把福音变成了四个定律啊，或者五件神要你知道的事情啦，这种。
We've turned it into nothing more than a series of questions that we ask the sinner.
我们把福音变成了一系列的问这些罪人的问题而已。
And if he says yes to every one of them, we pronounce him saved.
如果他说阿门 to 每一个他都说是的，那么我们就宣布他是一个得救的人了。
But that is not the gospel of Jesus Christ.
其实那并不是真正基督的福音。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer now, and then we'll begin.
好，我们先祷告，然后我们再开始。
Father, I thank you for your word.
父，我们为你的道感恩。
And I pray that you would help even us to communicate it.
主啊，你甚至也帮助我们传讲你的福音。
That people might understand the gospel.
好叫你的百姓能够明白福音。
That they might be saved.
好叫他们可以得救。
And that Christians might glory in this great thing that you have done.
好叫基督徒也能够因着你所成就的大事而欢喜快乐。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The first thing you must understand in order to understand the gospel is this.
第一件你需要明白的事情，好能够明白福音的，乃是。
That God is holy and righteous.
神是圣洁的，公义的。
He is not like man.
他不像人一样。
He has nothing to do with sin.
他与罪恶毫无相干。
He hates sin.
他恨恶罪恶。
And he comes against it with the fiercest wrath.
他带着极大的愤怒来对付罪恶。
Sometimes I will ask people, what is man's greatest problem?
有时候我会问人啊，人类最大的问题是什么呢？
And many times they'll say, well, sin.
往往他们会说，是罪啊。
Sin is man's greatest problem.
罪是人类最大的问题。
Not really.
真的吗？
Do you know what the greatest problem is?
你知道人类最大的问题是什么吗？
God is righteous.
那是神的公义。
If God was like us,
如果神跟人一样,
if he wasn't holy,
如果他不是圣洁的,
if he wasn't righteous,
如果他不公义的话,
then sin would not be a problem.
那罪就不成问题了。
He would accept us even if we're sinners.
那甚至我们是罪人, 他照样可以接纳我们。
So the great problem is this.
所以最大的问题乃是,
God is righteous.
神是公义的。
One time I was speaking to a university in Europe.
有一次我在欧洲的一个大学讲道。
And they were very hostile to the gospel.
他们对福音很反感。
And so I was praying, Lord, how should I communicate your gospel to them?
所以我就向神祷告，主，我该怎么样把你的福音传讲清楚呢？
When I walked out on the platform,
当我上了讲台的时候，
I could see their faces.
我可以看到他们的脸，
Some were angry.
有一些是很愤怒的。
Many were mocking and laughing.
有些在嘲笑，有些在讥讽。
And so I looked at them and I said this.
所以我看着他们，对他们说，
I'm going to share with you the most terrifying news in all the scripture.
我要从圣经里头告诉你那最可怕、最恐怖的信息。
I'm going to share with you the most frightening news that a thinking man could ever hear.
我要传讲的是一个有思想的人可以听到的最怕人的信息。
Well, I had their attention.
他们就注意我了。
They were listening.
他们就竖起耳朵了。
What is this horrifying truth?
到底这个可怕的真理是什么呢？
I said, this is the most terrifying thing in the Bible.
我告诉他们，哎，这是圣经里最可怕的事。
God is good.
就是神是良善的。
And they all looked at one another.
他们彼此对望。
They were confused.
他们
They were laughing.
他们嘲笑我，他们
And then one of them spoke up.
有一个就说话了。
And he said, why is that a problem?
这有什么问题啊？
What is frightening about God being good?
神是良善的，这有什么可怕的呢？
And I said, think.
我说你好好想想。
You're not thinking.
你没有用大脑。
He says, I still don't understand.
他说我还是不明白啊。
Why is it terrifying? Why should it be terrifying for us that God is good?
神是良善的，对我们来说为什么是可怕的呢？
And I said, because you're not good.
我说因为你不良善。
Now what does a good God do with someone like you?
一个良善的神会怎么样对付像你这样的人呢？
How can a righteous God?
一个公义的神
How can a holy God
一个圣洁的神
How can a loving God
一个满有慈爱的神
Be reconciled to us
怎么能跟我们这样的人和好呢
And us to him
我们怎么跟他和好呢
You see You and I were born in sin
你知道你我是生在罪孽之中的
All our life we've lived in sin.
我们一辈子都活在罪孽之中。
Everywhere we look, there's sin.
我们举目所望的都是罪。
We drink down sin like it was water.
我们喝下罪就像喝水一样。
So we can't see how horrible our sin truly is.
我们看不到到底我们的罪有多么的可怕。
It is only when the holiness of God is revealed to your hearts.
唯有当神的圣洁向我们的心显示的时候
that you will see how dirty you are.
我们才看到我们是何等的肮脏污秽
and that there is absolutely nothing you can do to save yourself.
你绝对不能做任何事情来拯救自己
Nothing that you can do to make peace with God.
你做的任何事情都不能够使你与神和好。
All your righteous deeds are like filthy rags before Him.
你一切所有的义都像肮脏污秽的衣服在他面前。
And the same can be said for every man who has ever lived on this planet.
这是有史以来世上所有活过的人都是这样的光景。
Does not matter who they are.
不管他们是谁。
Or who you think they are.
不管你认为他们是什么样的人。
All are sinners.
我们都是罪人。
And fall short of the glory of God.
都亏缺了神的荣耀。
And are separated from God because of it.
我们因此都与上帝隔绝了。
Just look for a moment at the book of Genesis, chapter 3.
我们看看创世纪第三章。
Now, most of you know what this chapter talks about.
大多数人都知道这一章讲的是什么内容。
What has man done?
人做了什么呢？
Adam has sinned.
亚当犯了罪。
He has sinned.
他犯罪了。
Now, what did he do?
他做了什么事呢？
He ate from a tree that was forbidden.
他吃了那树上的禁果。
Now I want you to think about this.
我叫你好好思想一下啊。
Did he murder someone?
他有没有杀人？
No.
没有。
Did he steal from someone?
他有没有偷别人东西呢？
Did he oppress someone?
他有没有欺压别人呢？
What was his crime?
他的罪名是什么呢？
He ate a piece of fruit.
他吃了一块果子而已。
That God told him not to eat.
神叫他不要吃的，他吃了，仅此而已。
Now what happened?
结果呢？
Look in verse 23.
看看二十三节。
Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to cultivate the ground from which he was taken. So he drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden he stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life.
耶和华神便打发他出伊甸园去，耕种他所自出的之土，于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。
A permanent and settled separation from God.
一个永远的，永不能更改的与上帝的隔绝。
He didn't just put him out of the garden for a day.
他不仅仅把他驱逐伊甸园一天而已。
He put him out of the garden and he stationed a cherubim.
他不但把他驱逐出境，而且叫基路伯在四面把守。
That Adam could never come back to God on his own strength.
所以亚当靠他自己的能力绝对不能再回到神的面前了。
Now I want you to think about this for a moment.
我叫你好好思，请你思考一下。
You buy some fruit.
你买了一些水果。
You put it on the table.
放在桌子上。
You tell your child, don't eat that fruit.
你告诉你孩子，哎，别吃那个水果啊。
And he eats the fruit.
他却吃了。
Do you disown your child?
你会不会因此就不要他做孩子了？
Do you drive him from your home?
你会不会把他驱逐，从你家中驱逐出去？
Do you close the door to him permanently?
你会不会永远向他关上心门？
You say no.
你说不可能吗？
Why?
为什么？
Because you say, well, I'm merciful.
你说我很慈爱啊。
Are you more merciful than God?
难道你比上帝更慈爱吗？
This is not an issue of mercy.
这不是一个慈爱的问题。
It's an issue of two things.
这乃是两件事。
Who is God?
一是神是谁。
Who is God?
神是谁呢？
And what has man done?
二，人做了什么？
The Bible teaches us that God is deserving of all glory and honor and praise and obedience.
圣经告诉我们，我们的神配得一切的荣耀、颂赞、顺服和爱戴。
He is infinitely worthy.
他是无限的配得荣耀。
And infinite obedience and worship and thankfulness is due him.
因此我们应该归给他无限的敬拜、赞美、顺服和感恩。
To disobey him,
如果不顺服他
is to disobey the highest authority,
就是反叛那最高的权柄。
And the one most glorious,
乃是反叛那最荣耀的那一位。
The greatest crimes are not the ones we commit against each other.
我们彼此所犯的罪不是最大的罪。
But they're the crimes that we commit against God.
乃是得罪神的罪。
In one sense, every sin we commit is an attempt to murder God and cast him from his throne.
从一个角度来说，我们所犯的每一个罪都是在想要把神从他的宝座上给拉下来，篡夺他的宝座。
I want you to think about something.
我请你思考一件事。
One sin.
一个罪。
One sin.
仅仅一个罪。
And Adam is separated from God.
亚当就与上帝永远隔绝了。
One sin.
一个罪。
And the entire universe is cast into chaos.
这整个宇宙都混乱了，因此。
One sin and all of creation is turned over to corruption.
因着一个罪，整个所造之物都败坏了。
Now let me ask you a question.
那请问一个问题。
How many times have you sinned?
你犯了多少次的罪？
Look here at one sin.
看看只有仅仅一次犯罪而已。
And behold the wrath of God.
你看神的愤怒何等。
His hatred against evil.
他是何等的恨恶邪恶。
Now think about how many times you have sinned against God.
再想想你多少次得罪了神呢？
Do you honestly think you're going to make it back to God through some good deed you do?
你真以为靠着你的善行，你做的好事，能够回到神面前吗？
And you may say, but my sin's not like Adam's.
你也许说，我犯的罪不像亚当所犯的。
Adam received a direct command from God.
亚当违背了神直接给他的命令。
And he disobeyed God.
他反叛神。
I didn't sin in the same way.
我跟他犯的罪不一样啊。
Romans chapter 5 says that you have.
罗马书第五章说你犯了同样的罪。
That we all sinned in the likeness of Adam.
我们都照着亚当所犯的罪。
We have disobeyed God's word.
我们都反叛了他的话语。
The word that he wrote in the heart of every man and appeals to through the conscience.
他写在人的心板上的那话，借着我们良心告诉我们的神的话语，我们都违背了。
And the word of scripture that's in your hands.
和我们在你我手中的神的话语，我们都
违背。One of the things that terrifies me.
有一件事情叫我。
Is that when you have a solid church.
就是当你有一个很好的教会，
or a solid denomination,
或者一个合乎圣经的一个宗派，
or a biblical movement,
或者一个合乎圣经的一个
运动， little by little, what happens?
渐渐地发生了一些事情。
Humanism enters in.
人本主义进来了。
God becomes smaller.
神就变得越来越小了。
Man becomes greater.
人就变得越来越大了。
God's holiness is reduced.
神的圣洁被贬低了。
Man's sin is reduced.
人的罪恶也被轻描淡写了。
And little by little, people think they go to heaven because they're good.
渐渐的人认为，因为我的良善，我可以进天国啊。
But the scripture testifies against this.
但是圣经是绝对反对这样的。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
God is righteous.
神是公义的。
With one sin, he judged the universe.
人一次犯罪，他就审判了全世界。
And yet you have sinned more times than you could begin to count with a calculator.
但是你所犯的罪是你的计算机都算不清的罪。
Your works will do nothing for you.
你的善行绝对帮不了你。
Well, how can you be reconciled?
你怎么能够与神和好呢？
That is the greatest problem in all the Bible.
这是圣经里头人要回答的最大的问题。
How can God be just?
神怎么能够成为公义？
And yet at the same time pardon wicked men.
同时赦免有罪的人呢？
And that's what we're going to look at tonight.
这是我们今天要看的问题。
I want us to go to the book of Exodus.
好，请翻到出埃及记
Chapter 34
34章
In this chapter, God is answering the prayer of Moses.
在这一章里头，神在回应摩西的祷告。
Moses asked God, I want to see your glory.
摩西请求神，他说，我要见到你的荣耀。
And so God answers his prayer.
所以神就回应他的祷告。
In chapter 34, verse 5,
第五节，三十四章。
The Lord descended in the cloud and stood there with him as he, Moses, called upon the name of the Lord.
耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那儿，宣告耶和华的名。
Now this is not just somebody telling us about God.
这不是哪一个人告诉我们神是什么样的。
This is one of the greatest revelations of God in the entire Bible.
这是整本圣经里头神的最大的自我启示。
On par with Isaiah chapter 6.
就如以赛亚书第六章一样。
God comes down.
是神自己亲自降临。
And speaks for himself.
他自己说话。
And this is what he says.
这是他所说的。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands.
耶和华在他面前 宣告说，耶和华说，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的上帝，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪过。
So far, nothing of what we have said can be understood by a man.
好，到目前为止呢，我们刚刚所说的人可以了解。
Until that man understands how holy God is and how sinful he is.
除非那个人明白神是何等的圣洁，人是何等的罪孽，要不然刚刚讲的你都不能明白。
Most people don't have any idea how sinful they are.
大多数人都不知道自己是何等的罪孽深重。
They are completely blind.
他们是完全盲目的。
They think that they're basically good.
他们以为我基本上是个好人啊。
And so when God says that he's compassionate,
所以当神说我是蛮有怜悯的，
that he's gracious,
他是蛮有慈爱的，
slow to anger,
他不轻易发怒，
abounding in loving kindness and truth,
有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
It really doesn't have a big impact.
所以他们听到这些，他们不以为然，不以为怎么样。
Because you don't think you need these things.
因为你不认为自己对神的有需要。
That you don't need God's compassion.
你不需要神的怜悯。
You don't need His long suffering.
你不需要他的忍耐。
You don't need His patience.
你不需要他的慈爱。
You don't need His grace.
你不需要他的恩典。
Because you're basically a good person.
因为你基本上你是个好人呢。
It is only when God reveals to you the extent of your sin.
唯有当神启示了你的罪是何等的深重的时候，
that you fall down on your knees and you glory in these wonderful things that God says about Himself.
你才会匍匐敬拜，你会因着神所启示他自己的这些事情而欢喜快乐。
Paul talks about this some in Romans 7.
在罗马书第七章，保罗也讲到一些。
That he was living as a Pharisee.
他曾经是一个法利赛人。
And he thought he was doing well.
他以为他自己挺不错的。
He thought he was a good guy.
他以为他是个心地善良的人。
He thought that God was going to receive him into heaven.
他以为神可以接纳他进天国。
And then he said, but then the law came alive to me.
然后他说，律法向我活过来了。
And when it came alive,
当律法活过来的时候，
when I saw what it was really saying about my sin,
当我看到律法是如何显明我的罪的时候，
I died.
我就死了。
I lost all hope.
我就失去一切的盼望。
You cannot be saved.
你不可能得救。
Until you lose all hope in yourself.
直到你对自己绝望了，你就不可能得救。
Until you lose all hope in any of your righteousness or good works.
直到你对你自己的善行、自己的义完全绝望的时候，你就不可能得救。
You cannot be saved.
你不可能得救。
Until you see something of God's holiness.
直到你看到神的圣洁的。
His righteousness.
他的公义。
His hatred against your sin.
他对你罪恶的恨恶。
You cannot be saved until you see that you are utterly without hope in your good works.
你若看不到这些，你若看不到自己完全是无助的，完全是绝望的，你就不能得救。
You cannot be saved until you read this thing that we've just read and you glory in it.
除非你读到我们刚刚所读到的，然后你欢喜快乐的时候，你就不能得救。
Do you remember the story about the publican and the Pharisee?
记得那个法利赛人跟税吏的祷告吗？
How they both went into the temple and were praying.
他们两个人都进到圣殿里去祷告。
And the Pharisee boasted about how good he was.
法利赛人自夸他是怎么样一个好人。
And all the sinner could do was beat his breast.
那个税吏只能够捶胸。
Jesus said it was the sinner who walked out justified.
耶稣说是那个罪人出去被称为义了。
And the Pharisee condemned.
而那个法利赛人却被定罪了。
It's though the Pharisee was standing there saying this.
那个法利赛人站在那儿说
，God is compassionate.
神是慈爱的吗
？Well, that's what the sinners need, but I'm a good guy.
那个罪人需要神的慈爱，我不需要，我是个好人呢。
God is merciful and full of grace.
神是充满了怜悯跟恩典吗
？I don't need it.
我不需要。
I'm obedient.
我是个顺服的人。
I'm a righteous man.
我是个公义的人。
But then you go to the publican, the sinner.
但是你到那税吏面前。
He sees his sin.
他看见自己的罪。
He sees that he only deserves hell.
他看到他配下地狱。
And you say to him, God is compassionate.
你告诉他神是蛮有慈爱的。
He says, what?
是什么？
Compassionate?
神是慈爱的。
You say, God is merciful.
神是有怜悯的。
He can have mercy on someone like me.
他能够怜悯像我这样的罪人。
God has grace and abundance.
神有丰富的恩惠。
And the sinner falls to his knees with tears running down his face.
那罪人就伏伏在地，满脸流泪。
Give me this thing, O God.
神啊，把这一切给我吧。
Clean me, and I will be clean.
你清洁我，好叫我有颗清洁的心。
I remember many years ago.
我记得多年前。
Probably about 28 years ago.
大概28年前。
I was a young preacher.
我是一个年轻的传道人。
And I was preaching in Ohio.
我在俄亥俄州讲道。
And I was about 3/4 of the way through the sermon.
我讲了大概。四分之三了。
And I was begging sinners to come and to be saved.
我在请罪人来得到主的救恩。
And a 9-year-old boy
一个九岁的孩子
stood up in the back
在后面站起来
and started walking down the aisle.
开始从走到前面来。
His hands were like this.
他的手是这样子。
His face was white as a ghost.
他的脸就像一个鬼一样的白。
Tears were running down his face.
他的脸上流着眼泪。
He was nearly hysterical.
他几乎要疯了的样子。
And I went down to meet him.
我就下去去迎接他。
I said, young man, what's wrong?
我说年轻人怎么回事？
He said, could God ever save a filthy sinner like me?
他说神能够拯救像我这样一个肮脏污秽的罪人吗？
And I said, son, what have you done?
我说孩子你做了什么事呢？
I disobeyed my mother.
我反叛了我的妈妈。
Do you know what's happening there?
你知道发生什么事吗？
The Holy Spirit
圣灵
was taking the word of God
把神的话
and showing that little boy
光照他的心让他看见
that one act of rebellion against his mother
一个对他妈妈的不顺服
was worthy of an eternity in hell
就配永远的下地狱沉沦灭亡
and he saw that sin in the same way he would have seen his own murder of his mother
他看到他所犯的罪就像杀他妈妈的罪一样严重。
And yet other people,
但其他人
grown-ups,
成人
adults, teenagers,
年轻人成年人
were sitting there with heaps upon heaps of more sin than that little boy.
他们背负着更大更多的罪。
And yet they saw themselves as righteous and good.
但他们却以为自己是个心地善良的人啊，好人啊。
It is only through the preaching of God's word.
唯有借着神的话语的传讲。
It is only through the regenerating work of the Spirit.
唯有借着圣灵的重生之功。
It is only through His illumination of the mind and heart.
借着圣灵光照人的心，光照人的意念。
That a person can see their sin and be saved.
人才能看到自己的罪，然后得救。
Now, what do we learn here?
这里我们学到什么呢？
God is a compassionate God.
神是一位蛮有怜悯的神。
He's a merciful God.
他是一个蛮有慈悲的神。
But now let's continue on.
好，我们继续看。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin.
为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
Now look at this.
我看看这里。
This God that is holy, holy, holy.
这位圣哉、圣哉、圣哉的神。
He forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin.
他赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
Now what is happening here?
这里发生什么事？
Why doesn't it just say sin?
为什么不仅仅就简单的说罪啊就可以？
Why does it use three different terms?
为什么用三个不同的词汇呢？
This is a very important concept in Hebrew literature.
这在希伯来的文学里头一个很重要的概念。
When the Jew wants to emphasize something,
当犹太人要强调一件事的时候，
he repeats it.
他就重复它。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子啊。
In Isaiah 6,
以赛亚书第六章，
God is holy, holy, holy.
神是圣哉、圣哉、圣哉的神。
Emphasizing the holiness of God.
强调神的圣洁。
Now here, what do we see?
这里我们看到什么呢？
The truth being communicated is that God forgives all types and kinds of sin.
这里神要传讲的真理乃是神赦免各种各样形形色色的罪孽。
Now again, to the self-righteous Pharisee, that's not a cause for joy.
再一次，对那些自义的法利赛人而言，这个没什么好高兴的嘛，什么大不了。
But for the person who has an idea of the sins he has committed,
但是对那个认识到自己所犯的罪的严重性的人，
this is the greatest joy.
这个真是叫人喜乐。
One of the things I have so much problem with regarding the prosperity gospel.
我之所以对那成功神学这么反感的原因呢，其中之一。
First of all, it's heresy.
第一，这是异端邪说。
It's false doctrine.
这是错误的教导。
It's a betrayal of scripture.
这是背叛了圣经的教导。
But there's something else that really bothers me about it.
那还有一件事情真的叫我反感。
I deserve hell.
我配下地狱。
Jesus came and died for my sins.
耶稣来为我的罪而死。
If I trust in him,
如果我信靠他，
my sins will be forgiven.
我的罪就可以得到赦免。
My crimes will be wiped away.
我一切的罪就可以洗净了。
I will have fellowship with God.
我就可以跟神有关系了，和好。
An eternal life in heaven.
我在天上就可以得永生了。
I don't need you to promise me a nice car.
我不需要你应许我有部好车子。
I don't need you to promise me a nice house.
我也不需要你给我应许给我个好房子。
What do I care about that?
我这些事跟我什么关系？
My sins are gone.
我的罪已经烟消云散。
I'm not going to hell.
我不用下地狱了。
If I live the rest of my life naked, starving in a prison, I should still have joy.
就算我的余生我赤裸裸的我活在在一个监狱里头， 我受苦受难，我还是欢喜快乐。
If you come to Jesus,
如果你来到耶稣面前，
because he'll give you your best life now,
因为他可以在让你在世界上活得更好，现在活得更好。
Do not come,
你别来。
Do not deceive yourself,
不要自欺。
The thing that should draw you to God,
那应该吸引你到神面前的，
is first of all that he is worthy.
首先因为他配。
Even if he gave you nothing,
尽管他什么都不给你。
Even if he still sent you to hell,
尽管他把你下到地狱里。
He is worthy of worship and obedience.
他仍然配得我们的敬拜，配得我们的顺服。
Secondly, you should come to God.
第二，你应该来到神面前，原因是。
Because he promises you fellowship with himself.
因为他应许让你跟他可以有关系。
The forgiveness of sin,
你的罪可以得赦免。
The cleansing of the conscience,
你的良心可以得洁净。
And fellowship with God,
你可以与神相交和好。
This is what the gospel promises us.
这是福音所应许的。
Now let's go on.
好，我们继续。
And I want you to see the great problem now that's here.
好，我让你看到这里的一个大问题啊。
It is one of the best demonstrations of the great problem in Scripture.
这是让我们看到圣经里头的一个最大的问题，一个最好的一个示范。
If God is just,
如果神是公义的，
if he's truly just,
如果他真是公义的，
how can he forgive you?
他怎么能够赦免你呢？
And still be just.
而仍然保持他的公义呢？
You see, justice demands that you die.
你看，神的公义要求你必须要死。
Justice demands that you spend eternity in hell separated from God.
神的公义要求你必须要在地狱里永永远远与神隔绝。
So how can God claim to be just?
那神怎么能够自称是公义的？
And at the same time pardon you.
同时又赦免你的罪呢？
You.
你。
You.
你。
The one guilty of breaking every law God ever gave.
你这个犯了他一切所定的律例典章的这位人，你这个人罪人。
You say, "Well, I haven't done that."
你说我没有。
Yes, you have.
是，你有。
You shall have no other gods before him.
他说，在我面前不可有别神。
What do you think about most?
你想，你天天所想的，大多数想的是什么问题
？There's your God.
那就是你的神了。
You shall not make idols.
你不可以为自己造偶像。
You say, "Well, I've never had an idol in my home."
你说我家里从来没有偶像啊。
What do you love the most?
你最爱的是什么？
What do you think about the most?
你想的最多的是什么？
What is the center of your life?
你生命的中心是什么？
There's your idol.
那就是你的偶像。
Say, "Well, I've never murdered."
你说我从来没杀人呢。
Have you had hatred in your heart towards someone?
你心里头有没有对别人有苦毒、有仇恨？
Jesus says that's murder.
耶稣说那就是杀人。
You say, "Well, I've never committed adultery."
你说我从来没有奸淫啊。
Have you ever looked at a person of the opposite sex with lust in your heart?
你有没有看到异性的时候心里头动了淫念呢？
You've committed adultery.
你已经犯了奸淫。
Have you ever lied?
你有没有撒过谎？
Have you ever bore false witness?
你有没有做假见证？
You see, you have broken every law.
你已经触犯了律例的每一条。
And you are not good.
你不是良善的。
And the great question remains.
最大的问题就是。
What will a good God do with someone like you?
这位善良的神怎么样，应该怎么对待你呢？
And how can a good God forgive you?
一个良善的神怎么能够赦免你呢？
And still be good.
同时仍然是良善的呢？
There's the great problem in Scripture.
这是圣经里头的一大问题。
Now look at verse 7.
我们看第七节。
Who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin.
为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
That's wonderful.
太好了。
But now look at what else comes.
好，继续看，怎么说？
But he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished.
但是万不以有罪的为无罪。
Now, do you see the problem?
你看到问题吗？
He forgives every kind of sin.
他赦免一切的罪孽。
But he will not leave the guilty unpunished.
但是他万不以有罪的为无罪。
So, he forgives all kinds of sin.
So, 一方面他赦免一切的罪，
and he punishes every sin.
他同时也审判一切的罪。
How can he do both things?
他怎么能够同时又赦免又审判呢？
He will forgive you for every sin you have committed.
他会赦免你一切所犯的罪孽、罪恶、各种各样的罪。
He will punish you for every sin you have.
同时他也会审判你所犯的一切的罪孽，一个都不放过。
How does he do both things?
他怎么能够同时做到两件事呢？
Let's go on.
我们继续看。
Let's go now to Psalms.
我们看诗篇。
32.
三十二篇。
Psalms 32, verse 1.
第一节。
How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity.
得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
Isn't this beautiful?
这太好了，是不是？
Isn't this encouraging?
这真是叫人得鼓舞，对不对？
But it also presents us with a great theological problem.
但同时也给我们一个很大的神学上的难题。
How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven?
得赦免其过的。
What would you think about a judge who simply forgave criminals and let them go?
如果一个审判官就赦免罪人，放他们走的话，你会怎么想他？
Would you say he was just?
你说他是个公义的法官吗？
And even worse, look at this.
更糟糕的，你看看啊。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Whose sin is covered.
遮盖其罪的。
What would you think about a judge who covered the sins and the crimes of guilty people?
你会怎么想一个法官，如果他遮掩那些有罪人的罪，你会怎么想他呢？
In English, we have a phrase, he sweeps it under the rug.
英文有一句谚语，他把它扫到地毯底下，藏起来。
What would you think about a judge who would do that?
这样的一个法官，你想他什么样的法官？
Would you say he was just?
你说他是个公义的法官吗？
Would you say he was righteous?
你说他是一个好法官吗？
Would you say he's good?
你说他是一个良善的法官吗？
No, you wouldn't, would you?
不，你不会的，对不对？
You would say he was a criminal.
你会说他是个罪犯才对。
Isn't our great complaint that our judges are corrupt?
对，我们老百姓最讨厌的就是一个贪污的一个败坏的法官，对不对？
So here's the problem.
所以这是一个问题啊。
God forgives all types and kinds of sin.
神赦免形形色色各种各样的罪孽。
God punishes every sin.
同时神也审判一切的罪孽。
God is the righteous judge.
神是一位公义的法官。
Who always does what is right.
他所做的都是公义的，圣洁的。
And gives every man according to what he deserves.
他必要按照公义审判个人。
And yet he covers sin.
但同时他遮盖罪孽。
How can you have both things?
这两者怎么能够并存呢？
There's the question.
这是一大问题。
That's the problem of the thinking man.
这是一个有思想的人所面对的难题。
It's the problem of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 3.
这罗马书第三章保罗所要解决的难题。
If God is just,
如果神是公义的，
how can he justify wicked men?
他怎么能够称罪人为义呢？
Now let's go to Proverbs.
我们看看，箴言。
17.
十七章。
Before we read it, I also want you to go to Romans chapter 3.
我们读之前呢，请你也同时翻到罗马书第三章，两处经文。
Look at Romans 3:23.
看看罗马书三章二十三节。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And look at 24.
看看二十四节。
Being justified.
如今蒙上帝的恩典。
As a gift by His grace.
因着耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。
Now what is Paul saying?
哎，这里保罗在说什么？
Even though we are all sinners,
尽管我们都是罪人，
God has justified us.
神已经称我们为义了。
He's declared us to be righteous before Him, even though we are all sinners.
尽管我们都是罪人，他却在他的面前称我们为义，算我们为义了。
Now look in Proverbs 17.
再看看诗篇啊，再看箴言十七章
，verse 15.
十五节。
He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord.
定恶人为义的，定义人为恶的，这都为耶和华所憎恶。
You see the problem.
你看到问题吗？
In Romans 3.
罗马书第三章。
Paul is rejoicing.
保罗在欢喜快乐。
We were sinners.
我们从前是罪人。
And God justified us.
如今神称我们为义了。
Proverbs 17.
箴言十七章。
If anyone justifies a sinner, they are an abomination to God.
任何人定恶人为义，定罪人为恶的，这人都为神所憎恶的。
So how can God justify us?
所以神怎么能够称我们为义？
And not be an abomination.
而不被他自己所憎恶呢？
How can God justify us and still be just?
神怎么能够称我们为义，同时又是公义的呢？
How can God forgive every type and kind of sin we've committed?
神怎么能够赦免我们所犯的一切的各形形色色的罪呢？
And at the same time punish every sin
that's committed. 同时又审判一切我们所犯的罪孽呢？
Because that's what it comes down to.
所以因为这就是最后的结论了。
God is just.
神是公义的。
Not just a little bit just.
他不仅是有一点点公义。
Not just a lot of just.
不仅是很公义。
He is perfectly and absolutely just.
他乃是完全绝对的百分之百的公义。
So that one sin,
所以以至于一个罪
condemns you,
就可以定你的罪了。
And you've committed hundreds of thousands of sins.
而你犯了上百上千次的罪了。
And you must be paid for every sin you've committed.
你犯的每一个罪，他都要找你算账。
Now, how can you pay?
你怎么能够还得清呢？
An eternity in hell.
是在永远的地狱里头才能偿还这个罪。
How can you be saved?
你怎么能够得救呢？
Only through Jesus Christ.
唯有借着耶稣基督。
Because only in Him is this problem solved.
因为唯有在基督里，这个问题才能够得到解答。
You were born in sin.
你生在罪孽过犯中。
He was born a perfectly righteous man.
他生出来却是一位完全公义圣洁的人。
The only righteous man.
唯有他是圣洁公义的。
He is man.
他是一个人。
And he is God.
同时他也是神。
You have lived a continuous life of rebellion.
你一辈子都在反叛悖逆当中，不断的反叛。
He lived a perfect life of obedience.
他却完完全全活在顺服当中。
You deserve to be paid for your sin.
你应当为你所犯的罪受罚。
He went to the cross.
他却上了十字架。
And on the cross, your sin was imputed to him.
在十字架上，你的罪归算到他的账上。
God considered him to be guilty.
神看他为有罪的。
Not only for your sins.
不仅是为了你个人的罪。
But for all the people of God.
乃是为所有神的百姓的罪。
And then on that cross.
在那十字架上。
God crushed His only begotten Son.
神压伤了他自己的爱子，独生子。
All the wrath of God that should be poured out on you.
那一切应当倾倒在你身上的神的愤怒。
It was poured out on Him.
都倾倒在基督身上。
He drank it all.
他喝下了这苦杯。
He paid for it all.
他为你还清了罪债。
He suffered for it all.
他为你受了这一切的苦。
And right before he died, he said, "It is finished."
在他临死之前，他说成了。
Paid in full.
因为一切的罪债都还清了。
How can Adam return to Eden?
亚当怎么能够回到伊甸园呢？
Only through the death of Jesus Christ.
唯有借着耶稣基督的死。
How can God forgive every kind of sin?
神怎么能够赦免各种各样的罪孽呢？
Because he punished every kind of sin in his son.
因为他在他的儿子身上已经审判了一切的罪孽。
How can God take away your sin and cover it up?
神怎么能够把你的罪给挪移，然后遮盖呢？
It's not because he is an unjust judge.
不是因为他是一位不义的法官。
But it's because he himself paid through his son.
乃是因为他借着他的儿子，他亲自偿清了这罪债。
I want us to turn now to the book of Micah.
请翻到弥迦书。
Micah chapter 7.
第七章。
Verse
18. 十八节。
Who is a God like you who pardons iniquity and passes over the rebellious act of the remnant of his possession?
神啊，有何神像你，赦免罪孽，饶恕你产业之余民的罪过，不永远怀怒，喜爱施恩呢？
He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in unchanging love.
他不永远怀怒，他喜爱施恩。
Now look at this question.
看这个问题啊。
The writer is amazed.
这作者真是 哇，他惊讶不已。
Who is a God like you?
有何神像你啊？
That pardons iniquity.
你赦免罪孽。
And passes over the rebellious act of his people.
饶恕你产业之余民的罪过呢？
Let me ask you a question.
让我请问一个问题啊。
Do you marvel at the grace of God?
你是否因着神的恩典而惊讶呢？
Do you ever find yourself saying, "How can it be?"
你是否说，怎么可能呢？
Looking in the mirror at yourself,
你照照镜子看看自己德性。
Your sin, your unrighteousness.
你是个罪人，你的不义。
And you just say, "How can it be?"
你说，奇异恩典怎么可能呢？
How can God be this good?
神怎么那么美好，那么良善呢？
That He would forgive someone like me.
他能够赦免像我这样的罪人。
And make me His son.
使我成为他的儿女。
Or are you like so many?
或者你像很多人一样。
Yeah.
I'm
saved.
我得救了。
I prayed the prayer.
我做了决志祷告了。
I'm okay.
我没问题了。
That's it?
没问题。
You do not understand anything about the holiness of God.
你不明白神的圣洁啊。
You understand nothing about your sin.
你根本不知道自己的罪孽何等深重。
And it's obvious that your mind and heart are still black as the night.
很明显，你的心思、你的意念像黑夜一样的黑。
You say those are hard words.
你说这些话太过分了吧？
Are necessary.
有必要啊。
You've got to understand.
你必须要明白。
A true Christian is not a perfect person.
一个基督徒不是一个完美的人。
But he's someone who sees his sin.
但是他看到自己是罪人。
And marvels in the grace of God.
而且看到神奇异的恩典而惊讶。
God would have mercy on someone like me.
神竟然怜悯我这样的人。
Yesterday I was out.
昨天我出去。
Where I live on the mountain.
我们住在山上。
I live in a log cabin.
我住在一个木头的房子里。
And we heat with just a wood stove. We burn firewood.
我们在炉子里头烧木头。
And I was out cutting wood and splitting wood.
我在外头砍树、劈树木。
And I began to remember some of the songs I sang as a young Christian.
我记得我小的时候，我刚信主的时候唱了一些歌。
And they were immature songs, yes.
是那些歌是很不成熟的。
But I remember this one.
但我记得这首歌。
It talked about these people who had met Jesus.
讲论到这些遇到基督的人。
And one of them said this.
其中有个人说。
Said, I only came to thank him.
我能够感谢他。
For the new life he'd given me.
他所赐给我的新生命。
But now I see he's walking up a hill.
那如今我看到他慢慢走上山坡。
A hill called Calvary.
那叫做加略山的山坡。
Calvary.
加略山。
Was it meant for him?
不是为他预备的。
No, it was meant for me.
不，这加略山是为我预备的。
That's my cross he's taking to Calvary.
他把我的十字架背到加略山。
That's the way Christians see it.
这是基督徒所看见的。
That's the way people who are redeemed see it.
这是那些得蒙救赎的人所看见的。
And that's how they feel it.
这是他们所感觉到的。
He died for me.
他为我而。
Glory to God.
荣耀归给神。
And if some preacher comes up,
如果一个传道人站起来
and says, if you believe, he'll give you a new car.
如果你相信的话，他就赐给你一部新车。
You literally get so sick, you just want to throw up.
你如此反感，你要呕吐，都吐出来。
I don't want a new car.
我不要新车。
I don't need a new house.
我不需要个新房子。
Jesus died for me.
耶稣为我死了。
See that?
看到吗？
But you can't see that.
如果你看不到。
Unless you have the heart of that publican.
除非你有那税吏的心，你就看不到。
That has seen its sin.
你看到自己的罪。
And then seen the glory of God revealed in Jesus Christ.
看到神的荣耀借着耶稣基督彰显出来。
In different parts of evangelicalism,
在福音派的不同的圈子里头
the idea of salvation by works is creeping back in.
靠行为得救的这个概念渐渐的渗透进来了，进到福音派圈。
Deadly, wicked doctrine there is.
这是全世界最邪恶、最可怕、最害人的教义。
The holiest Christians on this planet.
这世界上最圣洁的基督徒
The most holy Christians that have ever lived
这所有活过历史当中最圣洁的基督徒
And those that were crucified on crosses
那些在钉在十字架上为主殉道的
If you walked up to them,
如果你到他们面前
and said, you're such a good person,
你说哎呀你真是个好人啊
I know you're going to heaven,
我知道你一定可以进天国、啊、
they would scream at you,
他们会
no!
大声呼叫不
no!
不
even this death I die is but filthy rags,
甚至 我为主死都是我的义都是污秽肮脏的衣服啊
my salvation is through him,
我的救恩全在乎他
Only through him.
唯独借着他
Another thing, since I'm involved in missions quite a bit I'm involved in missions and studying missions
我在宣教 我也研究这些宣教的这些事情
I see around the world another doctrine creeping in
我在世界上看到另外一个错误的教导渐渐渗透进来
That people can be saved apart from Jesus.
就是人没有基督也可能得救。
That people have been saved apart from Jesus.
有些人没有耶稣基督，没有听过福音也可能得救。
That there are righteous men in different parts of the world that have lived.
哦，世界上各处各地都有一些公义的人，良善的人。
And they too are included.
他们也在救恩的范围里面。
Those who entertain such ideas know nothing about the gospel of Jesus.
有这样想法的人根本就不知道这福音的意义。
There are no good men.
世上没有一个义人。
There never has been a righteous man.
有史以来没有一个公义的人。
Every man fully deserves hell.
每个人都配下地狱。
Except for Jesus Christ.
除了耶稣基督之外。
Take all the greatest teachers in every culture.
把每一个文化当中最伟大的教师、圣人都带来。
Put all their righteousness together in one man.
把他们所有的义放在一个人里面。
That one man would still go to hell.
那个人仍然会下地狱。
Because no one is righteous.
因为没有一个义人。
Only through the blood of Jesus Christ.
唯独借着耶稣基督的宝血。
What had to be done to accomplish our salvation?
要成全我们的救恩需要做什么事呢
Look in verse 19 of Micah 7.
看看七章的十九节弥迦书
He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. Yes, you will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea.
他必再怜悯我们将我们的罪孽踏在脚下又将我们一切的罪投于深海
Now when you read this,
当你读这些经文的时候
What do you think?
你想的是什么呢
Do you have a picture in your mind of God taking your sin?
你有没有看到这幅图画神把你的罪都
Throwing it on the ground
丢在地上
And then stomping it
然后踏在脚底下
Do you have the picture of God taking your sin?
你看到这幅图画神把你的罪担当了
Throwing it into the sea
丢到深海里头有没有看到
Until it reaches the very bottom
一直到你的罪达到深海底下
Is that what you think of when you read this?
你看到这段经文是不是想到这样的图画呢
Then you do not understand
若是这样你并不明白
God didn't take your sin
神没有把你的罪
Throw it on the ground
丢在地上
And stomp it with his foot
用他的脚踩了不
God took your sin
神把你的罪
Put it on his son
放在他的儿子身上
And crushed his son under his foot.
然后把他的儿子踩在脚底下。
God took your sin.
神把你的罪。
He didn't cast it into the sea.
没有丢到海的深处。
He took your sin.
那是把你的罪。
Put it on his son.
放在他儿子身上。
And cast him into the sea.
把他的儿子借着他的愤怒丢入海里。
Because here's something you need to understand.
这是你需要明白的。
It's not the sin that is punished.
不是那个罪得受到刑罚。
It's the sinner.
那是那个罪人受刑罚。
You have to be punished.
你应该受刑罚。
And in order for you to escape,
你要逃脱这个罪的刑罚的话
there must be a substitute.
必须有一个替身。
That is your brother.
那个替身是你的弟兄。
That is your flesh and blood.
是属你的血肉的人。
And that has done no sin.
他没有犯过罪。
He must be crushed.
他必须被踩下。
In your place.
代替你受罚。
And that's what the Son has done.
这就是神的儿子所做成的。
But just quickly, let's go to 2 Corinthians.
快快的，我们再看哥林多后书。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
There are certain passages in the scriptures that are very, very difficult.
圣经里头有一些经文很难理解。
And it's better to say too little than to say too much.
宁可少说点，也不要说过头。
He that is God made him that is Jesus who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf.
神使那无罪的就是耶稣基督替我们成为罪。
What does that mean?
什么意思？
How was Jesus made to be sin on our behalf?
耶稣怎么样替我们成为罪呢？
Does it mean that when he was on the cross he became sinful?
是不是耶稣在十字架上的时候他就变成有罪的了？
Does it mean that he became morally corrupt and depraved?
是不是他的道德也败坏了，他也成为有罪的人呢？
No.
不。
Even on the cross, he was the lamb without spot.
甚至在十字架上他还是那无瑕疵的神的羔羊。
Let me give an example from the Old Testament.
让我从旧约里给你一个例子。
A lamb for the sins of the people.
一只替罪的羔羊。
When the elders laid their hands on the head of that animal,
当长老们把手按在那个羔羊的头上的时候，
did the animal become something else?
那个牲畜是变成另外一个东西呢？
Did it become darkened and black?
是不是按手的时候它就变黑了啊？变成
污秽了？ Did it become corrupt?
变成败坏了？有没有？
No.
没有，没有。
Then what's going on?
那发生什么事呢？当他按手。
It's the classical Christian doctrine of imputation.
这就是归算的这个典型教义的一个例子。
Christ is the holy and spotless lamb.
基督是那圣洁的无瑕疵的羔羊。
Our sins were imputed to him.
我们的罪都归算在他的身上。
Comes from a Latin word meaning to think or consider.
这个归算这个词是一个拉丁字啊，就是算，归算，算在。
When he was on the cross,
当他在十字架上的时候，
God considered our sin to be his.
就是神算或者看我们的罪成为他的罪。
God considered him guilty for our sin.
神看他因我们的罪成为有罪。
And then God treated him as guilty.
然后神对待他好像一个有罪的人。
It is a legal declaration.
这是一个法律上的一个宣告。
We see that in the second half of this verse.
我们看到这一段经文的后半部。
So that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
I have a question.
我有个问题啊。
When a person believes in Jesus.
当一个人信靠基督的时候。
What happens to them?
在他身上发生什么事？
Do they become a perfectly righteous person at that moment?
是不是那一刻他就变成一个十全十美的义人了？是不是？
No,
不是的。
They still sin.
他们还犯罪，对不对？
They're not transformed into a sinless human being.
他们不是变成了一个无罪的一个人了，不。
Then what does it mean that they have the righteousness of God?
那这里什么意思呢？在他里面成为神的义，什么意思？
Again, the doctrine of imputation.
再一次，这就是。归算的教义。
God considers Christ's righteousness to be ours.
神算或者看基督的义就是我们的义了。
He legally declares us right with him.
他在法律上宣告我们在他面前是义者。
And he treats us as right with him.
他待我们就像我们是公义的一样。
Christ is the spotless lamb.
基督是那无瑕疵的神的羔羊。
Our sins are considered to be his.
我们的罪就看为是他的罪。
He is legally declared guilty as our substitute.
他成为我们的替身，在法律上就被算为有罪的。
And he is treated as guilty.
神也待他，看待他，像他有罪的。
Having all the wrath of God poured out upon him.
神一切的愤怒都倾倒在他身上。
We still sin.
我们仍然犯罪。
But God has imputed to us the righteousness of Christ.
但神把基督的义算在我们的账上。
He has declared us legally right with him.
他在法律上宣告我们是义的。
Based upon what Christ did for us.
根据基督为我们所成就的。
And now he treats us as right with him.
如今他看待我们是像义者一样。
God's treatment of the believer.
神对信徒的对待
is never based upon the believer's performance.
从来不是根据我们自己的行为
but upon the righteousness of Christ that he bears.
乃是根据耶稣基督的义。
If you think that your righteousness is based upon your performance,
如果你认为你的义是靠着你的行为、你的表现的话。
Then if you sin one time,
那么就算你犯一次罪,
you're out of Eden again.
你就马上被赶出伊甸园,
and the wrath of God is upon you.
神的愤怒就在你身上。
You see,
你看,
to be right with God,
在神面前,
requires
成为义的话,
absolute perfect righteousness.
需要完完全全百分之百万无一失。
One sin,
一个罪,
and you're gone.
你就完了。
The believer,
一个信徒呢
is united with God in Christ,
在基督里与神联合了
because his performance is not the basis of his fellowship with God.
因为他的表现，他的行为不是他与神相交的基础
but the righteousness of Christ,
那是基督的义
that is imputed to him because he believes.
因为他信靠基督，基督的义被算在他的身上。
That's why the false doctrine of works for salvation is so terrible.
所以那靠行为得救的这个教义是何如此的可怕。
It's basically looking at God.
基本上他看神。
And saying, I don't need the death of your son.
他看着神然后说我不需要耶稣基督的死。
I don't need it.
我不需要。
But on the day of judgment, my friend.
但是亲爱的朋友，在那审判的日子
you will see how much you needed it.
你会知道你是何等需要他的死。
Do you realize,
你知道吗
that if I could take out your heart right now,
如果现在我可以把你的心给掏出来
take everything you've ever thought,
把你所思想过的一切的意念
and everything you've ever done,
你所做的一切事情
in the darkness,
在暗中所行的
that nobody else knows,
没人知道的
Every thought that no one else knows.
没人知道你的暗中的思想，那些思想拿出来。
And I put your heart on a film projector.
放在这个投影机上。
And I showed your heart to everyone here tonight.
然后把你的心显给所有的人看。
You would run out of here in shame.
你会蒙头暴愧的跑掉。
And you'd never show your face here again.
你永远不敢在这出现了。
You would be that ashamed.
你会如此的蒙羞啊，羞愧。
But before people who sin just like you.
但你是在人面前，你都会那么羞愧，跟你一样的罪人。
Now what will it be like when the same thing happens?
如果同样的事情发生在
，But not before other sinners.
不是在别的罪人面前
，But a perfectly righteous God.
乃是在一位完全圣洁的上帝面前。
You have only one hope.
你只有一条出路。
It is an exclusive hope.
只有这一条路。
It is Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
And his work on Calvary.
他在十字架上所成的工作。
What must you do to be saved?
你必须做什么才能得救呢？
You must repent.
你必须要悔改。
What does that mean?
悔改什么意思？
To turn.
就是回转。
And you must believe.
你也必须相信。
Now what does it mean to repent, to turn?
回转什么意思？回心转意什么意思
？Let me give you a good example.
让我给你一个好例子啊。
It really means a changing of the mind.
其实意思就是回心转意。
Now let's look at the Apostle Paul.
我们看看使徒保罗。
When he was the Saul of Tarsus.
当他是大树的扫罗的时候。
He's leaving Jerusalem on his way to Damascus.
他离开耶路撒冷要去大马色的路上。
He thinks.
他想。
That Jesus Christ is a false prophet.
他以为耶稣基督是个假先知。
And he thinks that the Christians are worthy of death.
他以为基督徒该死。
What happens?
哦，发生什么事？
He meets Christ on the road to Damascus.
在大马色的路上，他遇见基督。
And he changes his mind.
他的心回意转了。心意改变。
He realizes that the one he was calling a false prophet was the Son of God.
他突然认识到，他以前以为的假先知其实是神的儿子。
He realizes that the people he was persecuting were the children of God.
他认识到，他从前所逼迫的人原来是神的儿女。
And what happens a few days later?
几天之后发生什么事？
He's preaching the faith he once tried to destroy.
他就开始传讲他从前所要毁掉的那个信仰。
You see what a change of mind does? A real change of mind.
你看到一个真正的心回意转，真正的悔改，什么样的吗？
You're sitting here calmly.
你现在坐在这儿平平静静。
Why?
为什么？
You don't think there's a fire in the building.
因为你认为这房子里头没有失火。
And there's not.
的确没有火。
But if all of a sudden you thought there was a fire,
如果突然之间你想，哇，这房子着火了，
what would change?
你会发生什么改变？
Your will,
你的意志，
your emotions,
你的感情，
everything about you would change.
一切都会改变。
Now let's put this in a modern context.
我们放在一个现代的环境中。
Let's say you're a businessman.
譬如你是一个商人。
Or a college student.
或者一个大学生。
Or someone working really hard to follow the American dream.
或者一个要追求美国梦的一个人。
And you think what's important?
你以为什么重要呢？
Good college education.
拿到大学文凭。
Good grades.
考到高分好成绩
Good job,
找到好工作
making money,
赚大钱
respect of the community,
社会的尊重
being able to take care of your parents,
能够照顾你的父母
your whole life is wrapped up in that.
你一辈子都环绕这些围绕这些事情
and then one day you meet Jesus.
有一天你遇见了耶稣
you hear the gospel,
你听见了福音
and you realize you've been wrong about everything.
你突然意识到你从前的一切的思想都是错误的
Everything you've been working for is wrong
你一切所追逐的所寻找的都是错误的
And what happens?
那发生什么事呢
You change
你就改变了
It doesn't mean you become a bum
不是说 你从此以后变成一个流浪汉
But it does mean a real change
但是的确有个很大的改变
You start asking God what do you want out of my life
你开始就问神主啊你要我做什么呢
And if he says be a doctor
他说你要做医生的话
It's for him
那是他的旨意
If he says go to school It's for him
如果要上学也是为他荣耀
If he says go to the mission field It's for him
如果他说到宣教工厂也是为他荣耀
Not for the American dream
一切都是为他而不是
为美国梦 You realize you're wrong about everything
你突然意识到你从前思想都错了
And you believe
你相信他
What do you believe
你相信什么呢
That all your good works are likeFilthy rags.
你一切的善行都像污秽的衣服。
That if God were to judge you, even only judge your best deeds, you would be condemned.
如果神要审判你，就算审判你最好的行为，你仍然会被定罪。
And you are now trusting in the person and work of Jesus Christ on your behalf.
如今你在信靠耶稣基督为你所成就的一切。
You have peace with God.
你与神和好了。
Only because of what Jesus Christ did for you on Calvary.
唯独是因为基督在加略山上为你所成就的一切。
Only because on the third day he rose again from the dead.
因为他在第三天从死里复活，你才与他和好。
Which was God's sign that his sacrifice on your behalf was accepted.
他的复活证明了他在十字架为你所成就的救赎蒙了悦纳。
You standing alone are not accepted.
你自己的好行为不能蒙他悦纳。
But the resurrection of Christ proves that God accepted His work on your behalf.
但基督的复活证明了神接纳了他对他为你所成就的。
And you trust in nothing else for your salvation.
除此以外，你没有别的信靠。
Not baptism.
不是靠你的洗礼。
Not your devotional life.
不是你的好行为。
Not your
church. 你的敬虔，你的教会。
Not the pastor.
你的牧师。
Not your good works.
你的好行为，你的善行。
You trust in the person and work of Christ exclusively.
你唯独信靠耶稣基督为你所成就的。
And I plead with you tonight.
今晚我恳求你。
To throw away every false hope.
你放弃一切错误的依靠。
To stop living a delusion.
不要再自欺了。
and to trust in Christ.
信靠唯独基督。
To give your life to Him.
把你的生命交托给他。
And for Him.
为他而活。
Because He is worthy.
因为他配。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.